Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step three, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step four, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Round two, name that tune.
We had a funny text. It said, I find it comical how excited Kelly gets about a country song, and it's such a miss every time because everyone else is embarrassingly bad at guessing country songs.
I'll get them if it's before a certain period.
Yeah, give me before 2000, I have a puncher's chance.
But after that, it's going to have to really be lucky.
And that early 2000s country is right in my wheelhouse.
Right where you live, yeah.
Oh, man.
Makes sense. All right, Maitland has two, Hot Wings has one. The house has one, maybe two.
All right. We continue on with tune and clue number six. This is Name That Tune, songs from 20 years ago. This band's lead singer wrote this song to take another stab at President Bush and the war in Iraq.
Caitlin. Hot Wings.
Steve.
Free Beer.
Green Day, American Idiot.
No, Hot Wings.
What?
Oh, boy.
That was the only one I had locked and loaded.
Okay. Green Day. Wake Me When September Comes.
Nope. Maitland.
Really goofed up here. Green Day.
Nope. Steve.
Oh.
Did you buzz in, Steve?
I did.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So I will take my medicine. Good Charlotte.
Nope.
Okay.
Tommy, did you buzz in? All right, here we go, Tommy. This is for you.
Yay.
This band's lead singer wrote this song to take another stab at President Bush and the war in Iraq. You can hear it in the lyrics. What if this whole crusade's a charade? And behind it, there's a price to be paid for the blood on which we dine, justified in the name of the holy and the divine. Mm-hmm. Here's your tune, number six.
You're keeping in step.
Okay, so Tommy.
Tommy.
Is it Rage Against the Machine, Bite the Hand That Feeds? No, it's not.
No, you're so close, though. Maitland, do you know it now?
It's Nine Inch Nails, The Hand That Feeds.
That's right.
Ah.
All right. We're doing great here, guys.
Yeah. Well, we are doing great.
Are
I feel
great.
Very happy.
I really enjoy this. We're doing Tune and Clue number seven here next, because that's what comes after six, in case anybody was curious. This band's lead singer says this is one of the most revealing songs he has ever written and performed. He admitted it is because he has always been prone to alcoholism and self-destruction. And this song finds him addressing his wife, Kelly, who he married in 1997. Throughout their marriage, he has fought his demons, which have wreaked havoc in their relationship. They always get through it, he says, but sometimes he feels like the scars he's causing are
beer,
so
Tommy.
Bad, he needs to move on for her sake as well as his. Free beer.
Papa Roach, Scars.
I tear my heart open.
myself shut. My weakness is that I care too much. And my scars remind me that the past is real. I tear my heart open just to fail. I'm drunk and I'm feeling down, and I just wanna be alone. I'm pissed cause you came around. Why don't you just go home? Cause I channeled all your pain, and I can't help you fix yourself. You're making me insane. All I can say is I tear my heart open, I sew myself shut. And my weakness is and I can't do much.
Kind of a Michael Scott weakness there. What's one of your weaknesses? I work too hard. I'm too funny.
Yeah. I'm too good to you.
Come on.
I'm a doctor, too. Ooh. All right. Tuning clue number 8. We're going to slow it down just a little right here.
All right. Girls ask
guys.
Oh,
man. Reverse skate.
Part of the inspiration for this song was a Chris Rock comedy bit where he talks about how a father's main responsibility is to keep his daughter off the pole. Meaning to make sure his daughter doesn't become a stripper.
Oh,
because he would be so disappointed in his daughter, Hot Wings.
I think that's Daughters by John Mayer.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, it is.
I know a girl. She puts
the fact that he was inspired by Chris Rock for this song is amazing.
I was about to buzz in and shout Everclear, daughter of mine. Daughter of mine. And I believed it at the time.
Won't you stay off the pole?
Don't be like my dad from father of mine.
To stand even a made-up Everclear song is better than John Mayer.
A father of mine, daughter of mine, brother of mine, uncle of mine.
He's such a good singer and great guitarist. Why does he have to make such dumb songs?
All right, tuning clue number 9.
I feel like he makes songs for people who shop at Goop.
It would be like the song that comes on whenever you go to their website.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
All right, tuning clue number 9. This is Name That Tune, songs from 20 years ago. In this song, this singer doesn't want to be lonely anymore. He doesn't want to have to pay for this. He doesn't want to have to know with the lover at his door because that person's probably going to end up being another heartache on his list. He doesn't want to be angry anymore either. And sorry, I totally did a typo here. And you could never stand, and he could never stand for this. So if you tell him you love him, you better know for sure because, like I said, he doesn't want to be lonely anymore.
Uh-huh. What the hell is this?
He sure doesn't.
He does not want to be lonely no more. Here's your tune number 9.
I feel like that's a hint. Yeah.
I think those opening notes will tell you why I'm not getting it. Yeah.
This is the sound of 2005 right here.
Now seems to me Maitland.
Maitland.
Rob Thomas.
Steve.
I don't want to be lonely anymore.
Steve.
You're so close.
Steve.
Steve.
Rob Where? Thomas, lonely no more.
That's right.
Yeah. To say. But words are only words. Can you show me something else? Can you swear to me that you're pretty sure I talked up this intro on my one of like forever airships that I did
here?
Not here.
Oh,
no. At 94.3 The Point.
Oh, that makes sense.
I don't want to be lonely no more. I don't want to have to pay for this.
Play
push!
3 a.m.
<Yeah.
laughs> This is completely unrelated.
Okay.
But Steve, it's a compliment about your small hands. Indirectly.
Oh, great.
Awesome.
Okay.
From the Upper Peninsula.
Yeah.
Please let Steve know that this nurse didn't notice his small hands, but those beautiful veins on the hands and arms are what we call nurse porn. Guaranteed you'd hear, I'd hit that.
Yeah, they're called throbbers, right?
I guess so.
Wait, somebody was looking at my throbber?
Throbbers all over your body.
Yeah,
yeah, the veins, they're throbbers.
Your arms and hands were covered in throbbers.
Sweet. Throbs.
All right, tiny hands, we move on.
Didn't know that was in public.
With tuning clue number 10. In this song, this band's frontman lists a number of things he enjoys, all for the same reason. They don't remind him of anything.
Free beer.
Like walking through the streets of Japan with a graveyard tan. Hot wings or free beer, I mean.
Yeah, free beer. Go ahead.
Audio Slave doesn't remind me.
Nailed it. I love this song.
This is a good song.
I love this song.
Wow, I forgot about this song. And Audio Slave in general.
Yeah, I know, yeah.
I walk the streets of Japan till I get lost, because it doesn't remind me of anything. With a graveyard tan.
A lot of hate for music of 20 years ago on this list.
Why?
No!
This text, now I know why I blocked out memories from 20 years ago. The music of 2005 is terrible. This list might as well be called the worst songs from the beginning of the 2000s.
Oh no. I mean, some of them, yes, but...
Just wait until you hear this next smash.
A worthy defense, Steve.
You guys are going to remember this one. This is America's song right here. Tune Clue.
Oh, good. America's song. Got it. We should all get this very easily then.
You should, because this clue is so great. This song was the theme song for the TV series One Tree Hill. It's actually It was actually released in 2003, but the song blew up in 2005 when the show followed a group of high school kids as they made their way into adulthood. A few seasons later, the song's theme of boldly staking out your identity really hit the mark among the 2005ers. One Tree Hill quickly found a following among young viewers that followed and found that also followed and found this singer. Mm. Here's your tune, number 11.
Oh.
I don't need to be anything other than a prison guard sign.
I mean, I
don't have to be anyone.
I know the hook.
I know the hook. But I where I'm going.
It's nowhere where I'm coming from. I don't want to be anything other than what I've been trying to be, baby. All I have to do is think of me and my peace of mind.
This is Gavin DeGraw.
Yeah.
I don't want to be.
This is why we don't like your music, Gavin.
Okay, I think you guys are definitely going to know these last four for sure.
Sure, I bet. Mean, yeah, probably.
Look, we all came into that chorus together.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, not we all come together. That's a good name, that tune.
Mm.
Here's your tune and clue, number 12. This song is generally about addiction, and in the second half of the chorus, this lead singer sings of freeing himself from the grips of addiction. Clip the wings that get you high and leave them where they lie. Here's your tune.
Boy, just
number
try to
12.
Think of the one or two artists that have been addicted over the years.
Mm. Yeah, it's pretty easy. Pretty obvious. Yeah. Oh.
Steve, free beer.
Steve.
Dang it.
Remedy, Seether.
Yes.
Yes. Steve got two. I have two. Hot Wings two. Baitland three. What a game.
Closer than I would have thought.
This game has to go on forever.
I won't defend you anymore, you see. It aches in every bone. I'll die alone.
See, there's one of my favorite shows we've seen over the years.
That'll be fun.
The remedy.
We only all know that part, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. I don't know.
I tried to sing the other part. I'm like, I don't know these words.
I know it's something about clipping wings or whatever.
Yeah.
As Kelly told us.
Getting
that's the only reason.
High or whatever. All right, we got time for one more.
Yeah.
All right, this is a good one. And this one is worth 5 points.
Whoa, that's a lot more than all the others.
Okay.
Yes. Tune and clue, number last. In this song, this singer talks about a former lover who started out as just a friend, and it was all cool until she found out that it was all pretend. And now they're gone, and she can breathe for the first time, and she is so moving on.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh. Here is your tune.
When you said just a friend.
Oh, wait. Number last.
That's what I was going to guess. I'm like, just Maitland. A friend, Bismarcky.
Kelly Clarkson, Since You've Been Gone.
Ah, Kelly Clarkson!
Here's the thing, we started up friends. It was cool, but it was all pretend. Yeah, yeah, since you've been gone. You dedicated, you took the time. Wasn't long till I called you mine. Yeah, yeah, since you've been gone. And all you'd ever hear me say is how I picture me with you. That's all you ever hear me say. But since you've been gone, I can't breathe for the first time. I'm so moving on. Yeah, yeah, thanks to you.
Have you guys ever seen that clip from the Kelly Clarkson show where she does this game with her guests where they play couple seconds of a song and whoever, it's kind of what we did at the night show the one time.
Yeah, finish that tune.
Finish that tune, yeah.
Where steal the song.
You step up and you steal the song, and she's up against Anne Hathaway, and it right before the chorus of Since You've Been Gone, it goes and it goes and it goes and it's building up, and Anne Hathaway just starts belting it out, and Kelly Clarkson ends up on the floor, like face down, so embarrassed. She's like, you know my own song better than me.
That happened with Ariana Grande, too.
Yeah.
Ariana Grande started singing her song before she did.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.